Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing to learn about Google Glass. And, of course, it is a promising innovation. As you can see, I also have something cool here on my head. I call it Cool Helmet. And I think it's a promising innovation. It's my own idea. Carolyn, what do you think about this?
Well, it's certainly special, Gabe. What can Cool Helmet do?
Well, Cool Helmet can do lots of things. What can't Cool Helmet do is a better question. For example, I don't need to use my hands. I can just say, okay, Cool Helmet, and then do something. Like, okay, Cool Helmet, call Carolyn. Carolyn, is your phone ringing?
No, it's not, Gabe.
Oh, well, I still need some work on Cool Helmet.
Well, you continue working on Cool Helmet, and we will continue learning about Google Glass is a promising innovation.
Google Glass is a promising innovation. Where Glass began. Glass originated as a special project at Google X, Google's top-secret research lab. The first prototype for Glass was a 10-pound head-mounted display. Later versions looked like swimming goggles with cell phones connected to them. The current version is a slim visor that weighs about the same as a pair of sunglasses. First impressions. The first group of Glass testers, called Explorers, shared their experiences with Google this past spring. Several users enjoyed using Glass to take hands-free pictures and hear turn-by-turn directions while walking.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Welcome back for day two of our article about Google's latest toy, the Google Glass. Today, we'll learn a little bit about its origin and what some users have said about it. But before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Originate. Originate is a verb. The story for this movie originated from the real-life struggles of people living in the 1920s. Hype. Hype is a noun. Audiences soon learned that the new pop star's talent didn't match the hype. Disclose. Disclose is a verb. The milk company disclosed the fact that it was adding water to its milk. Innovative. Innovative is an adjective. Chad has an innovative approach to practicing speeches. He practices by speaking to his pet fish. Your more information word is visor. Visor is a noun. Let's learn more in the article.
It would be very exciting to be one of these first people who gets to try out Google Glass for the first time and experiment with it. Well, let's go back to the beginning of our article and learn a little bit about where Glass began. Glass originated as a special project at Google X, Google's top secret research lab. Have you heard of Google X before, Gabe?
You know, I haven't, Carolyn, but this is where this research originated. I would like to learn more about Google X, but let's take a look at that word from our word bank here. Originate. That means it began here. You could use this word like this. Rock music originated in the United States in the 1950s. Or some people say that 珍珠奶茶 originated in Taichung, so you could talk about originating at a place or at a certain time.
That's right. You might say that the story in this book originated as a family folk tale. Mm-hmm. So it was just a story that people in this family told, and someone decided to write it down.
That's right. And of course, here we're talking about the origin of Google Glass, where it originated. Okay? The first prototype for Glass was a 10-pound head-mounted display. That sounds really heavy and awkward and something that I would not like to put around my eyes or on my face.
Well, if it's mounted on your head...
Yeah.
Oh, no, 10 pounds. That's almost the same as what your head weighs.
Yeah,
that would
be very
difficult to wear.
Yeah, that's 20 pounds on your shoulders. Huh, good exercise.
Good exercise for your neck muscles, yeah. But not fun to wear. So, later versions looked like swimming goggles with cell phones connected to them. Also an interesting idea.
Yeah, that is a very interesting idea. I'm going to have to remember that. All right, well, let's continue here. The current version is a slim visor that weighs about the same as a pair of sunglasses. All right, so some sunglasses, they are a split in the middle, so it's two lenses. A visor, that kind of sunglasses, is it has no part in the middle. So it's just one piece of glass all the way across.
That's right. So it's a slim visor. So this is very thin. It's not this heavy 10-pound head-mounted display. It's just a small pair of glasses, but the lenses are a little bit different.
That's right. Now, of course, everyone has a different impression, different thoughts about Google Glass. Let's learn about the first impressions here, how it impressed people. The first group of glass testers, called explorers, shared their experiences with Google this past spring. So that means they went out, they took Google Glass, and they went to do lots of different things with Google Glass. They shared their experiences just recently.
That's right. And we see this past spring, not this last spring, mm-hmm. or something like that. Right, Gabe?
That's right. So this past spring, that means the most recent spring. Now, as you can see, there are other words like this, and they mean different things, okay? So if you're talking about last spring, Carolyn, now it's 2013. When was last spring?
Well, if you said last spring, I mm-hmm. might think you were talking about 2012. Mm-hmm. So the spring in 2012. If you say past spring, then I would think that you were talking about the spring in 2013.
That's right, this past spring. And of course, you can talk about things in the future as well. Next weekend, that means the weekend after this coming weekend. It can be a little bit confusing. You have to listen to what your friend is saying. I can say, I did something this last weekend, or what will you do this weekend? It all depends on what your friend is saying, whether they're talking about the past or the future.
That's right. And sometimes it might not be clear, so you can just ask, mm-hmm. oh, do you mean a few days from now, or are you talking about a few days ago?
All right, so it's good to ask these kinds of questions. Okay, so we're talking about how these people, the explorers, shared their experiences with Google this past spring in 2013. Several users enjoyed using Glass to take hands-free pictures and hear turn-by-turn directions while walking. What does that mean? Hands-free pictures?
Well, it means that you don't need to use your hands to push a button on a camera or to click something on your smartphone. You don't need to use your hands. It's hands-free. And we learned yesterday that Google Glass is operated by voice commands. Mm-hmm. So you can say, "Okay, Glass, take a picture." And wherever you are looking, Glass will take a picture for you. You don't need to use your hands to touch any buttons.
That's right. And actually, I can think of another benefit to Google Glass. Do you remember learning about text neck? Well, a lot of people like to look down at their smartphones while they're walking, and it's bad for your neck. This is another benefit to Google Glass. You don't have to keep looking down.
That is a great benefit. And right now, it is time to continue with benefits by learning something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看的是 originate 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 origin, 起源这个名词。所以 originate 是指源自或来自。例如This disease originated in Africa, but it soon spread to other countries. 这个疾病原来源自于非洲，但是很快的就散布到其他国家。如果要说明是来自哪个人的想法的话，是用 with 这个介系词。例如 ,the idea of the movie didn't originate with the writer, but with the producer. 这部电影的发想不是来自于作家，而是制作人。接下来我们看的是 visor 这个名词 ,vis 这个字根有视觉的意思，所以 visor 是指护目镜。例如 ,the motorcycle rider raised the visor of his helmet while he stopped at the red light. 这位摩托车骑士红灯停下来的时候把安全帽的护目镜往上拉开了。visor 也指汽车的遮阳板。例如 ,I put down the visor because the sunlight was too bright.因为阳光太强烈，所以我把遮阳板放下来。
Well, today we're continuing to learn about Google Glass, and it sounds like a promising innovation. We talked about the origin of Google Glass, or where it originated,in this top secret lab at Google called Google X. And of course, the very first version, this prototype, was very heavy and kind of awkward. And then, of course, it became something that looked kind of like swimming goggles that you wear around your eyes. And now, the current version is a slim visor that weighs about the same as this pair of sunglasses. This visor, these visors that I am wearing. Well, we have more to learn about Google Glass. Let's do that now.
Google Glass is a promising innovation. Negative experiences included low battery life and the awkward feeling of talking to glass in public. Major concerns.Despite the hype surrounding glass, many are worried that the device's video recording function could endanger privacy. In response, a handful of U.S. lawmakers requested Google CEO Larry Page to disclose how Google will add privacy protection functions to glass. Supporters of glass respond by saying that glass can't do anything beyond what smartphones can already do.Glass will become available to the public sometime later this year or next. Then, users can decide whether Glass is a potential spying device or an innovative tool for connecting with others and the Internet.
We were talking about the explorers and their experiences that they shared with Google this past spring. We talked about some of the positive experiences, like taking hands-free pictures or getting turn-by-turn directions. But now we are reading about some of the not-so-good points. Negative experiences included low battery life and the awkward feeling of talking to glass in public.
Yeah.I can understand that, why some people would feel that way. That's how I felt when I'm looking at people who have Bluetooth, that little piece of technology on their ear. It looks like they're talking in public to themselves, but really they're talking with a Bluetooth. Now, you might have the same experience if you are wearing Google Glass in public. But the low battery life...I don't know. I think there's a way to solve that. Maybe if you took your wire and you connected it to an outlet at a cafe in public, that would be okay, right?
Well, I think that might be even more awkward since you would be charging your glasses.
Yeah.
But you said in public, and I think Steve and Ken have some information they want to share with us about the public.
When you do something in public, you do it in a place or in a way so that other people can see it. For example, it is illegal to smoke in public.
Notice it's not in the public. In public is an idiom. The public refers to the people as a whole.
Now, the next question is, should we use a singular or plural verb with the public? Should I say the public is not allowed in or the public are not allowed in?
And the answer, both could be used depending on who you talk to. If you talk to Americans, the word public is singular because it refers to the public as one entity.
But in British English, the public is often regarded as plural, as it refers to different members of the community, not organized together. So someone from England would say the public are not allowed in because he sees the public as a set of individuals.
And public is considered a collective noun. Some other examples of collective nouns include corporation, team, and government.
Now, as an American, I would say the team is having a winning season, whereas the British might say the team are having a winning season.
The public 就是大众、公众。这个字在英式英文跟美式英文有个不同的用法。在美式英文 public 是个集合名词，因此它要跟单数动词一起用。The public is not allowed in， 禁止一般民众进入。但英国人应该会说 the public are not allowed in。另外 in public 是个片语，表示在公共场所的意思。注意不是 in the public， 应该是 in public 两个字。今天的课文讲到使用 Google Glass 负面的经验，包括了 the awkward feeling of talking to glass in public， 在公共场所里对 Google Glass 说话很尴尬。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. You should go public with that idea. Okay, let's continue here learning about major concerns. Despite the hype surrounding glass, many are worried that the device's video recording function could endanger privacy.So despite the hype here, that means there is a lot of hype. Let's talk about that word from our word bank. You have hype. That means that people are excited about something.
That's right. So there's a lot of advertising, a lot of publicity going on, and it's getting people talking about this new item. Many times, if a famous author has just written a new book, there will be a lot of hype.About the book's release, and people will wait in line for hours to buy one of the first copies.
Or maybe not just a book or the author, but maybe there's a lot of hype over a new actor or actress or singer. Okay, and maybe a question you can ask, people are really excited about something, you could say, what's all the hype about? That means, why are people so excited?
That's right. Well, there is a lot of excitement, a lot of hype about Google Glass, but some people are concerned about privacy issues because Google Glass can take videos and pictures. And in response to this concern, we continue to read, in response, a handful of U.S. lawmakers requested Google CEO Larry Page to disclose how Google will add privacy protection functions to Glass.
Well, I think that's important. Privacy protection functions, okay? Of course, it's important to protect your privacy, and you don't want other people to be taking pictures of you or doing things that will affect your privacy, okay? So it's important to protect your privacy. Now, the CEO, Larry Page, he's been pressured to disclose how they will add these functions. Let's talk about that word, disclose. That means to reveal something.
That's right. So make that information public. What are your plans? Sometimes people will ask you to disclose your plans. Not that you are hiding anything major, but, oh, just tell me what you're planning on doing. Can you disclose my Christmas present there, Gabe?
No. Carolyn, that is a secret, of course. I can't disclose what that is. Now, there are some things in life that you don't want to disclose, maybe. Some people are uncomfortable disclosing their salary, for instance, or they don't want to disclose their age to make a lot of people know how old they are. Okay, so what kinds of things are okay to disclose, and what kinds of things do you want to keep private?
That's right. Well, supporters of Glass respond by saying that Glass can't do anything beyond what smartphones can already do. So, smartphones and Glass have all the same functions, so there shouldn't be extra concern.
It's true. So, Carolyn, look right here. Ah, very nice. I got a nice picture of Carolyn. I didn't ask her for permission, but I got the picture. I'm very glad. Now it's time for us to learn more with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz. Here's today's grammar tip sentence. Supporters of Glass respond by saying that Glass can't do anything beyond what smartphones can already do. It just means that supporters of Glass are saying that Glass cannot do more than what smartphones can already do. In other words, Glass can only do what smartphones can do. Notice the sentence pattern. Something plus not verb beyond what something else plus verb. This is a good pattern to use when you want to describe how A isn't better or greater than B because A can only do what B is able to do. For example, it's useless asking the nurse about the test results. She doesn't know anything beyond what we already know. Or, this hotel isn't any better than the last one. It doesn't provide any free services beyond what the previous hotel can provide. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, then check out today's Grammar Tips section in your magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Continuing, Glass will become available to the public sometime later this year or next. Then, users can decide whether Glass is a potential spying device or an innovative tool for connecting with others and the Internet.
Well, I think it's an innovative tool. Let's look at that word, innovative. It sounds like the key word we learned yesterday, innovation. An innovative person is someone who has a lot of these good ideas.
That's right. And Google likes to hire people who are very innovative so that they can come up with great new innovations like Google Glass.
Well, my innovative idea is that Google Glass should be solar powered, powered by the sun. That way you don't have to worry about battery life.
Well, that is a great innovation, Gabe. And right now it is time for us to learn something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Okay, 继续我们看的是 hype 这个不可数名词。 Hype 是指大肆宣传或者是天花乱坠的公开宣传。 例如 the pop star created a media hype while touring in Asia. 这位流行音乐明星在亚洲巡回演出的时候 创造了大量的媒体炒作。 或者是 a lot of viewers went to see the movie because of the hype. 许多观众是因为大量的广告炒作而去看这部电影的。最后我们看的是 disclose 这个动词。 DIS 是一个否定的字首， close 是指封闭， 所以 disclose 就是指不要封闭， 也就是指公开、揭露或者是使曝露。 例如 the agent disclosed to the press the signing of the pitcher's new contract. 经纪人向媒体透露了这位投手的签订的合约。 或者是 the police refused to disclose the details of the case. 警方拒绝透露这个案子的细节。 And now let's continue our lesson.
Well, we have enjoyed learning all about Google Glass the past 2 days, and we are inspired with our own innovations, aren't we, Gabe?
That's right, Carolyn. I added a special feature to Cool Helmet. These goggles enable me to use Cool Helmet underwater. Carolyn, what is special about your new innovation?
Well, this is Cool Helmet Part 2, instead of having a cell phone, I can stare directly at the sun.
So cool. Well, thank you, friends, for joining us today, learning about Google Glass and their promising innovation. And, of course, we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
Stay cool, like us. We're so cool.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.